Chapter 9. A young D-cup girl opens her mind to pleasure and shares the sexy feeling between her thighs. He kissed her, no longer believing that much could happen, looking at her angrily, feeling unhappy, and he praised her breasts, telling her how beautiful they were. To his surprise, she seemed to be listening. He noticed she leaned in towards him to hear what he was saying. Suddenly, those same feelings of hopefulness were returning, and he kept complimenting her and praising her breasts and her ass, remembering her vanity was her weakness. He reminded her of the prizes she had won for her breasts and her bottom. She was looking tense and agitated, and he could tell something was wrong. Her nipples were erect, and a couple of times, she played with her panties uncomfortably, pulling them against her crotch a little, and it could have been just discomfort, but she looked so embarrassed doing it, like she had something to hide, and it seemed to give her away. She was preening herself, pulling her lovely hair, stroking it and looking into his eyes. He still couldn't believe anything could happen, but he whispered in her ear and reminded her of the prize she had won for being the most desirable girl to have bottom sex with, and he told her her winning margin, which she didn't know, that she had won over 97% of the first choice preferences of men, as their first choice preference of girl to have bottom sex with. He saw the look on her face change, from a smile to a frown, and he felt her thighs and her bottom grow tense, and she parted her thighs a little, and she was reaching for her panties, but he held them first, and pulled them against her crotch sensually, trying desperately to maximize her pleasure, just in case there really was a hope, and then he told her to quickly look and see how many men were staring lovingly and longingly at her bottom, staring lustfully at her bottom, and then she looked, and saw it happening, and then she looked into his eyes, opened her lips, threw her head back, and her lovely mouth burst forth laughing. He sighed and moaned while she laughed, and her laughter quickly changed to a desperate moan as well, laughing and moaning as she opened her lips for him, allowing him to enter with his tongue, and for the first time, she pushed her panties down, away from her crotch, and pressed her small tuft of pubic hair against him, her beautiful, soft curls tantalizing his penis, and the lips of her crotch wetting themselves against him, against his shaft. And she pulled her panties right off her bottom and her crotch, and he took them to the ground, and he was caressing her ass while she pushed her crotch against him, and pressed her breasts against his chest, lovingly pressing them, rubbing them back and forth, advertising herself to him sexually. When she regained control, she was hopelessly embarrassed, and she meekly pulled up her panties, then moved over to the bar, leaned over, and covered her breasts and her face with her hair, unable to bear what had happened. The man felt sorry for her, but he put it out of his mind. He realized again, like it had happened before, all he could feel was his penis. He noticed she was upset, but he only cared that her panties were still halfway off her ass, and she hadn't put them on properly, and it was exactly like the time he had seen her in the sex store, when they had laid that wonderful trap for her, and she had been caught, and she had had to make an important decision, and the sight of her panties, halfway off her ass, casually off her ass, told him what decision she was already going to make, and although now he couldn't tell what was going to happen, the sight of the panties told him that something had really changed with her, and that was all he wanted to know. He could hear the bitter, angry comments of the male missionaries, whispered under their breath, but he went over to her, and pulled her panties to the ground, before removing his own loincloth. She gasped as she felt her panties go, and sighed as she seemed to sense what was about to happen. He sensed it too, but it was too wonderfully exciting for him to believe it was real, for him to think it was really going to happen now, after all this time, and he was afraid of those thoughts again, and he told himself to just enjoy the moment, and he cupped her lovely breasts from behind, gently brushing her hair out of the way, and pushing her hands away, and assertively pushing and groping, as he needed to achieve what he wanted, to get his hands where he wanted them most, firmly pushing her hands out of the way, and feeling all over her breasts until his hands felt comfortable, and it naturally brought their hips closer, and he realized the wonderful thing he had been hoping for, it was just going to happen naturally. He didn't have to push anything, but he did find his hips, moving a little deliberately towards her, and although he told himself it was just to position himself comfortably for his arms, he started feeling the excitement in his penis, just before it actually happened, and his penis touched Palua's naked ass. He stroked lovingly all over the pasture of her ass, lovingly and excitedly moaning as his penis spasmed with love for her. Beautiful Palua gasped in shock, gasped nervously at what he was doing to her, and squirmed in his arms, squirmed and writhed as if she was trying to break free, but it made her lustrous hair rub against him sensually, and it made her amazing breasts shake like solid rubber against his hands, and it made her bottom rub his penis sensually, in a kind of circular motion, like she was dancing with her ass against his penis, and a reaction that had started with squirming, began to grow more sensual as the teenage girl seemed to change her attitude towards him, and as the experience of being touched on the bottom by his penis began to appeal to her, as if she was really starting to like it, and just as the squirming in her ass very slowly gave way to sensual, loving, circular motions, friskily inviting him to play with the padlock of her bottom, the uncomfortable twisting of her torso, attempting to escape his busy hands on her breasts, settled into a loving pushing against his hands, her breasts quivering a little with excitement, and possibly a little bit of fear, and she even clutched his hands against them, so they wouldn't leave her breasts, so that he would know deep down that she appreciated it, even if she was too young to admit it, too inexperienced to accept it in her mind, that this was the only way she was going to enjoy it, hypocritically, and he had to let her give him the signals with her breasts and her bottom, and ignore anything she said to the contrary, and be as careful with what he said as possible, and use his penis on her bottom to convey the real message, use his penis to communicate with her ass that he wanted to fuck her that very night, that he loved seeing her in her birthday suit, that his penis was in control, that it was his penis giving her the lovemaking, that it was his penis that had responded to her ass and her lovely, teenage D cups, her lovely, solid, beautiful, teenage breasts, and that it was his penis that wouldn't let him stop, and wouldn't let him leave her alone and wouldn't let her escape, and would keep up the pressure on her to have sex with him, because her breasts were fantasy objects, objects of beauty and desire, at once incredibly beautiful to look at, comely and fair, smooth to touch, and rubbery, hard and solid to squeeze, bulky and hard, and solid to touch when he massaged them, smooth when he ran his fingers over them, hard when he pressed them, and because her bottom was a fantasy ass for his penis, a beautiful, sexual thing that complemented her face, so that her face represented comely beauty, and her ass the promise of sexual love. She was preening herself, preening her hair, relaxing a little as he did these things to her, and soon his penis, although he didn't know whether it was because he had deliberately put it there, or she had enticed it, or whether it had just happened, somehow found its way between her buttocks, between her bottom cheeks, and he was loving her ass with his penis, now using the stroking of his penis to convey his intentions of having bottom sex with her, to let her know where this was going, and he was kissing her on the lips, and somehow, her tongue was in his mouth as well, and their tongues were lovingly rubbing back and forth, lovingly kissing, communicating the feeling that was between their loins, so although the wonderful sexual contact had thoroughly shifted its focus to his penis against her ass, and although that was where they were really sharing their intentions and their feelings, it was clear that their mouths were confirming the signal that their hips were expressing, each one inviting the other, encouraging the other to feel pleasure, the way only enthusiastic lovers can do. Soon, her suitor came up, and he realized she needed to talk, so he allowed her to break off the sexual contact, and sort the situation out with him. She pulled her panties up onto her bottom, but she let them about halfway down, and looked over her shoulder and smiled at him when she saw him looking at her ass, communicating, not just with the motion of her hips and her bottom, that when she pulled her panties down, it was especially for him, even if she loved doing it anyway, and loved thinking of herself as a junior bare bottom, or even a beginner nude, she wanted him to follow her into pleasure, into her private world, and take those panties right off. She was cheekily suggesting to him the pleasures of bottom sex, with a single gesture and a smile. He wondered what would happen with her suitor, and he was really afraid of losing her, really afraid the suitor would suggest a way of getting her out of trouble, and her robust breasts would no longer be his to touch. But he knew, whatever was happening, Palu had let him touch her breasts and her ass, and even her crotch, and she really needed to have this conversation. He knew it was very private, but he needed to hear it, so he kept creeping closer, even though, when she saw him, she tried to flick him off, and because of the importance of breaking Palu's chastity, because this man had been the first to break those defenses, and get lovely Palu to expose her solid tits to him, and the first touch those solid tits, those solid teenage breasts, the man had to let it happen, and had to listen as much as he could. He could feel his penis rock hard, but he could also feel his heart throbbing, and his fingers trembling nervously, and his head hurting, and his ears rang with every word he heard either Palu or her suitor speak. From the conversation, he gathered the main problem the suitor had was with Palu preening herself. He didn't understand why that should matter, but it gradually dawned on him that when she showed her bottom to a man, aggressively or just casually, it meant she was thinking of sex, but if she was preening herself, it meant she was thinking of having sex with a particular man. The man's penis throbbed with excitement, and his ears pricked, because it meant she had been thinking seriously of having sex with him. The jealousy in the suitor was the biggest sign that something was happening, and he was reaching out to touch Palua's breasts affectionately, and she was pulling away from him. He could hear the hurt in their voices, and they were saying angry things to each other, and he realized he was listening to a breakup. Palu was breaking up with a man while she was almost naked, and it was very hard for him to take, seeing her naked breasts while they tried to have a serious conversation, and she tried not to break the news to him too hard, for she knew how lovely her breasts were looking to him, now that their lovemaking was never going to happen. Finally, he tried too hard, and she just had to tell him, he just wasn't the sort of man a girl would show her breasts to. He had just witnessed the most intense breakup he had ever seen, a D-cup girl letting her favored suitor know that he wasn't going to be having bottom sex with her, that he wasn't even going to be touching her bottom and her breasts sexually, and that she didn't even want him looking at her breasts in that way ever again, that the most they would be was friends, and she couldn't handle the thought of feeling sexual towards him, even on a night like this, on her special night, when she had been stared at by every man sexually, and shown him her sexual favors and graces, in front of other men, shown him her sexual availability to him on her special night when she had won those prizes for being the most desirable girl to have bottom sex with, he had been rejected by a girl almost in the nude, and she was returning to the arms of the man who had taught her the pleasures of pooing, the man who had released her, who had taught her freedom and fun, the first time she had pooed in someone's backyard, the man who had really been responsible for her appearing in Playboy magazine, the man who had been responsible for her appearing in this competition, and who had really done the most to unlock the key to her chastity. She allowed him to remove her panties again, and she was nude again, and they went back to what they were doing, and she apologized for the interruption. He told her it was okay, and she needed to do it, and it was just part of being a beginner nude, which was what she really was. She asked him about that journey, and he told her she was really only at the start of a wonderful journey as a teenage nude. His hands were all over her breasts again and her bottom, and he parted her bottom cheeks with his hands, parting them to squeeze his penis between them, and she shifted with her bottom calmly, welcoming him in, between her loving thighs, letting him feel the pressure of her buttocks gripping him again, and then she started asking him about the time he had done poo in the missionary's house. He told her it wasn't important, that it was her poo that mattered more, given the special circumstances, and the joy of what was happening. She shook her head, as if trying to deny the pleasure, but she couldn't stop her bottom shaking, and doing more than pressing against his penis, for it was starting to rub up and down, so that when he rubbed her ass with his penis, she would rub the other way, to increase the feeling. The pleasure was growing intense in his penis, and it was approaching the moment when he would have to ask this raven-haired beauty into the bedrooms with him, when it was impossible not to go that far, when he would have to force this thing to go one way or the other, to get her into the bedrooms, or to use his only advantage over her, to use his special privilege any way he could. He didn't like the thought of having to remind her of the risk of blackmail, and he didn't know what her motive was now, whether she was really loving it, or whether it was only the pressure from his penis, and the fear of getting caught, overwhelming her. He really didn't want to know, because if it was the wrong thing, he didn't want that voice in his head, not when he had this beauty with him to enjoy with his penis and his hands and his lips, and his eyes as well.